Guess I'm not swimming this weekend.
Guess not. Not outdoors, at least. You can go indoors. Go to the Y up here.
Oh.
No?
No, I might do. No, I was kind of looking forward to swimming
You
outdoors.
Were just looking for an excuse to not swim, weren't you? Weren't you? Admit it. Do you like swimming? Do you swim?
Yes.
You do?
Yeah.
Really?
I like swimming.
What's your favorite stroke?
The breaststroke.
I knew you were going to say that.
One stash.
I'm John Stossel, and I say, give me a break.
There you go. That's the John Stossel pick of the week.
Yay.
They got a stash. That's terrible.
But that's my first John Stossel thing on the show.
You were just one away from...
No stashes. Clean shaven.
So it's not that impressive.
But I'm a girl, and I shouldn't have a stash.
I know you shouldn't, but, you know, what are you going to do? Stooks in the morning.
No, actually, I was calling to find out where you found your Wii and what'd you pay for it.
I found it at Target the other day, Sunday morning, at about 8:20 in the morning. I went in there, and there was one left. As I walked in, you know, I walk in and go around the corner, and there it is, sitting in its box in all of its glory, and... I turn around to go find an associate. You know, you're like, oh, you're at Target at 8 in the morning. There's probably not that many people waiting to help you out. And this guy's already sauntering up. He goes, you want that last Wii? And I go, yeah, I do. And yeah, I paid, $250 for it, the regular price.
That's cool. Not bad.
You having a hard time finding one?
Well, not really. I mean, to be honest with you, I really haven't even started looking. But I see the commercial and it looks pretty cool. But
yeah, it's supposed to get more and more in supply. But I think that on the same note, as more and more people play it, because I knew it was going to be cool. I knew it was going to be pretty phenomenal ahead of time. But once I got my hands on it, if I would have known earlier how fantastic it is, yeah, I would have been all over it. So the more people get it, the more people are going to be able to play it, and the more people are going to be able to buy it. So it's fantastic. It really is.
Do you know if there's a lot of games out for it right now? Or
yeah, there are a decent amount of games out. It comes with Wii Sports, which is, are you familiar with that? It has it has tennis, bowling, baseball, boxing's on there, golf, and every one of them is just great. Baseball's kind of meh. I'm not a big fan of that just yet, but yeah, man. Even that game there is fantastic. All the games are real cool. So, here's a questionable business practice I want to make you aware of.
Okay.
There, some stores actually do have them physically, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so they hold off until like a Sunday to release them, right? And then they'll paper it up. They'll put it in the paper and the circulars and whatnot and say, hey, we've got the Wii. So everyone will go into the store on Sunday and buy the Wii. So everybody who takes the extra effort to go out during the week or during the day, you know, students, hosed, military, hosed, because they're holding it back so that people who have real jobs, the people with the real dough, can come in when they're not working on like a Sunday, buy their Wii, buy their 60-inch high-definition TV, and spend all kinds of money. And a lot of these stores are doing that. Were you aware of that move?
No. It's so smart.
It's a good business practice, you know, but it's still... Oh, shucks. You know, you got to compete against a lot more people there on the Sunday and go get it. Good luck.
Bring a club.
Battle it out. Stooks in the morning.
I think you guys are awesome.
Oh, that's sweet of you.
Yeah, you and Larry Lynn.
Oh, yeah, she's doing a great job, isn't she?
Yeah. And I also wanted to say thanks to you, Stooks. I can't drink my Carnation Instant Breakfast in the morning without thinking, that's a delicious grandpa.
Oh, yeah? You're drinking the Carnation Instant Breakfast, huh?
Yeah, it's pretty good stuff.
If you haven't seen the Reincarnation Instant Breakfast video yet, it's on my YouTube page, mattstooks.com/YouTube. Or it's on the front of my MySpace, too, I think.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Jerry Ann stalks my MySpace page, so she knows better than I.
What?